Don't know if you noticed gas prices.
I noticed in a couple places, right.
You saw $3.99.
I did.
Yeah. I saw the same thing at a station, and I thought, did I really see what I think I saw? Then I drove by another station, not open 24 hours, so it was still at $3.62. Then drove by another that was $3.99. I said, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And drove by another that was $3.99. I said, uh-oh. Drove by one where it was $3.63.
You got that one?
I admit, I did an illegal U-turn, but it was 2:25 in the morning. There was no traffic in either direction, and I did do it very slowly. But yeah, I decided that needed to top off the tank. Actually got 17 gallons in at 3.63. Oh. If you still can find it for a low price, I'd say get it, because my guess is $3.99 is going to be the price.
The new norm.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it under $4.
Don't know why.
I don't either.
Something happened that I missed?
No.
Before Labor Day weekend, and say, hey, high travel time. Oh, okay, I understand. Maybe, demand, but anyway.
Oil futures are still below, they're still around 95, 96, kind of where they've been hovering for the last month and a half, something
like that.
Must
be something going. Is this because of the fall gas blend or something, or I don't know?
Isn't that when, I always thought the summer blend increased the prices. I thought once we got rid of that, then
I don't know.
It didn't, they would go down.
And I'm checking Gas Buddy, and I'm seeing some of those $3.99s, but I'm also seeing some low prices too, so either it's that fact that the stations haven't changed yet, or people haven't reported the change yet, or they're not the 24 hours. So I just, hopefully it stays low in your place, wherever your place might be. But if you see it low, I just say it.
Right. Yeah, no, I saw it at various places. So I can tell you I saw it in Breckenridge and a couple other places on my way out here. And yeah, a couple places in Saginaw.
All right. Well, if you can get it, you might be saving up to 30 cents a gallon.
Uh-huh.
And it adds up.